turning up the heat with the best conversation. This is Fever Radio with the Wolf, Cat, and PJ.
Hey, welcome back to Fever Radio. We're here tonight with Wolf, Cat, and PJ. We have a special guest in the house, Fat Dre, who's going to help us out with our show, and we're going to have to interview with him later. But first, let's find out what kind of things are popping off. What's our little hot topics for the evening, Cat?
All right. Well, first off, we got Beyonce in the news again.
Was Queen Kanye Bee talking about her? Or?
Dre, what'd you feel about Queen Bee?
Okay. So what's up with Beyonce?
She's the queen. I like that. What's she talking about?
All right. So we got news that Beyonce is pouring out a $20,000 bottle of wine into a tub.
I thought it was like a bigger number than that.
No, it's $20,000.
That's a boss.
Throw it away. So why is she doing that?
She might as well.
I mean, she just like tripped and it fell.
Oh, it's in her and Nicki Minaj's music video, "Feeling Myself," which dropped yesterday.
Well, you know what
they say.
I haven't really been on.
She was feeling herself.
She was kind of for real. Be always.
So what else we got? Come on, I know there's some awesome stuff. You always come up with some awesome stuff here.
We got this.
Oh, we got a feel good thing coming up.
Yeah, we got a feel good thing right here. This is really inspirational. We got Maddie Stewart. She's from Australia, and there's something different about her.
What's different?
She is a teen and she's aspiring to be a model, but she has Down syndrome.
Oh, right on. Well, there's some good people out there with Down. I mean, it's one of my favorite actresses is on my show, horror show, you know, my American Horror. She's got Down syndrome. She's a good actress, though.
Yeah. So what? And her goal is to change the face of beauty in the modeling industry.
So, yeah, break down some of them walls.
Give a little bit of...
Everybody can't be pretty.
Yeah.
Same with, what's that plus size model she just got on the cover? Tessa
plus
Holliday?
Plus size. That's a whole nother topic. What is a plus size model?
I think anything...
anything over a 10, I believe that's what it is in the
modeling
world.
That's a plus size? That's a plus size to you?
I believe so.
But yeah, in your industry, do you see plus size models?
I do.
And you do?
I see a lot of plus size models.
They have that same energy and aura when they're walking around.
Sometimes they have.
Yeah,
A lot of them really pay it out.
A lot of them are the most confident people I've ever met.
Put that out there. She kind of was the originator of the. Yeah, thickness. She got the thickness going. Yeah. I don't say the originator.
Shout out to Kim Kardashian.
And we see you.
We do see you.
And we don't clown on them though because they're not appreciated.
Wait, what?
I'm gonna clown on them though. They are not appreciated. They have no talent.
We don't want to get on the Kardashians.
Oh, speaking of Kardashians.
Here we go.
I happen to pass by an article earlier saying that I think it was Kylie Jenner posted a video of herself on Snapchat singing.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I haven't heard it.
Yeah. How many dead cats she's stepping on?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought I'd bring that up since you brought up Kardashian.
I mean, Barbara
on this show,
no talent, so
we're going to try to limit the Kardashian talk.
Please.
But
yeah,
Eber's not anti-Kardashian. But
no,
we
just
are,
the Wolf.
Know.
The hottest topics, the latest information. This is the Wolf, Cat, and PJ on Fever Radio.
What's up? Okay, we've got this, but we were talking about some guy earlier.
Okay, so let's just put you in a scenario.
Okay, I want to hear this.
If you're famous, you know, you have a kid, are you going to want, like, their pictures all over social media?
No, if I have my kids up now, no.
Okay, so that's...
Depending on how famous I am.
Okay. You're making millions.
Tricky subject all around.
Your name is associated with a lot of shows.
Yes. Correct.
So you want your kid out there? You want all his personal information or her personal information out there?
You want their face?
Depending how personal information it is.
Okay, well, this is the dilemma that Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis are having. Okay. You know, they finally, you know...
Linked up.
Yeah, they finally linked up.
Yeah,
you know,
that's a good look.
Kelso and
shout
I.
Out
yes.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, shout out to Ashton.
Shout out to Ashton.
Yes.
He's the man.
And,
he's that guy.
You know, they finally had a baby. And, you know, Ashton Kutcher, you know, he's posting on Twitter, why is it so hard for publications to respect that I would like the identity of my child kept private for safety reasons? Please honor that. You know, he's going off because, you know, the pictures of his babies have been leaking out. And him and Mila have been trying to keep that
a secret.
Yeah. No, yeah, I totally well, dig that. I can respect that too as a parent. So
as a parent, yes, but as a celebrity, you have to understand that you are a celebrity, and fans want to see you.
They want to see your likeness. They want to be able to almost touch you.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel you there, man. But I mean, you look at Harrison Ford, mega celebrity. Correct. Lives on a ranch, hardly ever is in the news because he likes it and he keeps unless he's falling out of the sky, right?
Yeah.
Unless he's falling out of the sky.
Indiana.
But
I totally understand that.
But, I mean, you got our celebrities out there that are
With that being said, it's more as you want to set your perimeters, which he's doing, and I totally respect that with that, but also you have to understand that there's a lot of people that wants to see that face.
Right. Well, yeah, I get that. I mean, they want to see the two made, you know, the compilation, but I still respect having a privacy for the child's safety and that kind of thing, because actually, in all reality, the child's not the celebrity, the parent is.
Absolutely.
And, you know, so the child really shouldn't need to be involved in that kind of drama.
Absolutely. You never know, though, a lot of kids want to get involved. You see T.I.'s son. I think even Bon Jovi or one of those guys, they got in and their kids are kind of wanting to get into involved in stuff. So you gotta look at it that way too.
It's a hit and miss kind of thing. It's all where your aspect is in your home. So
exactly.
respect to Ashton Kutcher. So, you know, if he wants to do it, he wants to do it. If he wants to put his baby face on the billboard.
I mean, if you were a mom, I mean, because you're not yet, but I mean, if you were a mom, how would you feel about your kids being up there like that?
I wouldn't want them out there. You know, I don't want some creepy guy like seeing my baby and snatching it up. No, I want their name private. I want them private. I don't want them to be in the spotlight until they want to be in the spotlight.
So they're ready. That's exactly
right. It's like you don't want to push them into this thing. You're not going to be one of them Southern moms trying to get the kid up there to do the beauty pageant to live through them.
Hey, I did beauty pageants.
I see you're Southern. You're not a Southern mom pushing me. doing that, living through.
But it was my choice, and when
I wanted
out of them. I never did them again. But then I started modeling.
The hottest topics. The latest information. This is the Wolf, Cat, and PJ on Fever Radio.
So how many of you remember Mini-Me?
Hey, Austin.
Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah.
All right.
Vern Troyer, little guy. He's tiny, isn't he?
Well, today he was on Austin Powers' side, you know, the good side. And he was at the LAX. And he saw a guy running out of a TSA security check and started chasing after him on his scooter.
So he's chasing after this guy, like bailing out from the TSA, and he's chasing him out with a little motorized scooter.
Yeah, because that's how he gets
around. They have a little motor scooter
nice.
For him.
Okay, so
he's standing on is like a motor scooter?
Yeah, it's a little motor scooter.
Like a Segway? A little miniature Segway?
No.
It's like a motorized wheelchair.
You see the one wheel?
Oh, wheelchair. Okay.
No, it's like not a wheelchair. Motorized. It's a little scooter.
Scooter. Okay,
like a moped.
Okay.
Yeah, like a moped.
Like one of them little baby ones, little trikes.
But anyways, he lost the suspect when they went up the escalator.
Oh.
But he chased them right into the police tasers or the TS security tasers. So
he was helpful.
He was helpful.
Because the guy was like, oh my God, I got this little thing chasing me. It wasn't paying much attention to where TSA is coming from, but then.
I would have been looking for Austin Powers. I mean,
I know.
He's got to be somewhere.
He's got to be here.
I'd have threw him a bottle of Vicodin and been like, here you go, Vern. Here's a 40. Shout out to Vern.
give it up to him, man. Doesn't matter. See, that goes to show you the people out there, our listeners. It doesn't matter how big you are, you can still make an impact on the world in some good way.
The hottest topics, the latest information. This is the Wolf, Cat, and PJ on Fever Radio.
Dre, let us know. What do you like to talk about?
I like to talk about weed. Things like that personally, and really talk about, you know, how the education of marijuana is really lacking thereof, and people need to be more open-minded and very I'm not saying they should just say, hey, put down their guard and saying come initiate. We just listen to the testimonies and listen to the the science and listen to the people that's behind it.
Well, back in the day, it wasn't illegal. I mean, and the only reason it became illegal was because of the cotton growers. But we'll get out of that subject, and we're going to go into, like, we talked to you about this. You're saying beneficial in helping people and that kind of thing. So tell us a little bit about this wrapper kush. Okay. This thing that you're creating that is like sweeping, you know, everybody who's ever come across it, and they're just like floored. So I mean, and the samples were all good. I'm not gonna lie. So I'm gonna try in front over here. Yo, let us know what we got going on here.
I appreciate it. Well, the strand was originally
from, where did it originate?
Pre-98 Bubba. Shout out to Pre-98 Bubba. Yeah. Love the strand. Love the smell of it. Just didn't like the really look of it. Had a real airy look. Wasn't very, I should say.
So it's more dry than sticky.
Yeah, right? More dry than sticky. So what I found out was I really liked a strand called Platinum Bubba Kush. And it was the same family as a Pre-98. But
so what family are we talking?
It's actually a Kush family from the Afghani Kush Mountains. That's where a lot of the strands came from, is the Afghani Kush
Mountains. Got handed up to the Afghani people. Boy, they know how to party.
Absolutely.
Ain't nothing else out there but rocks. But
there is a Kush Mountain, so people would believe it. A lot of people don't be like, no, you guys didn't know there is a Kush Mountain. But, you know, there's once again, call that Exhibit A. So what we did was I knew a gentleman that was taking a whole bunch of courses in the University of Washington. Big shout out to the dog.
So he's a botanist.
Botanist.
Okay. Yes. So you have actual scientists helping you out.
Yeah, it's just actually a personal friend. You know, we're just kind of kicking it and then, you know, kind of, you know, bullshitting. And he's like, let me see what I can do with that. So he brought it back some hot months later, of course, and said, hey, try this out. What you think? This is your strand. And so I started taking it apart and found out the smell was one of the highest.
People didn't realize you can smell pretty much patent strands. That was very innovative. So, I have to give you that kudos.
Shout out to Burner actually and Cookies Fam. They
I love me some cookies.
I'm actually just kind of going off what they brought to the market.
They brought to the market,
and how they did it, and I really, really respect them on they're doing things, and so I want to implicate that up in the Northwest and do our own thing.
So, with your not trying to cut you off, but with your strand, your wrapper kush. I mean, so. You explain to our listeners, okay, we have what we call sativas, we have hybrids, and we have indicas. So explain what a sativa is, you know, short terms.
Okay.
An indica, a hybrid, and tell us what wrapper kush is.
Gotcha. Basically, the easiest way to know and remember these terms is sativa is stay up real easy. Indica is in the couch.
many times.
Real easy. And hybrid is a little mix of everything. So with that being said, wrapper kush is a strong indica.
And that gives a medicinal purpose. Why?
Basically because it is strong for 7 types of medicinal things. That is from nausea, hunger, back pain, types of thyromyalgia. It also can correlate to where you have a sleeping disease. Maybe you can't go to sleep and you are so tired you really just need to pass out. Go to sleep. It helps you with that. So it's a very high potent strand. I made this because I actually have Graves' disease and thyromyalgia real bad.
So you have personal interest in why this is medicinal and why it's going to be working so well.
Absolutely.
Right.
Are you guys familiar with Rick Simpson oil, RSO oil?
People deal with RSO.
Rick Simpson oil is a actual CBD high concentrate and medicine. And what this does is they're finding out everywhere, and it's basically killing the cancer that is causing people that are having the illness. It's having
a healing process.
It's a healing process. Nice. For me personally, what it did was it gave me energy. It gave me eased my pain, where I was in pain 7 to 10 times a day constantly, and so I'm not in pain no more. I can actually go walking and walk, and so it really healed me for my personal reasons. And there's thousands of testimonies. Just go to Rick Simpson and .com, and he'll take care of you. And
so
just give you information about it.
In order for y'all to progress in what you're doing on the medical end of things, people can come pick this up as long as they have their medical card. Absolutely. From the medical dispensary.
Absolutely.
It's the Cove Collective, yeah, right?
Correct.
And that's just here in Tacoma?
Yeah,
or?
Tacoma. It's going to be at 727 Commercial Street.
Commerce Street.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah. Commerce Street.
So you got a collective that's going in there.
Yep. Shout out to another Tacoma.
Shout out to Tacoma. Tacoma business.
Yeah, we're growing up.
And we're actually going to be trying to be one of the head premier of RSO oil. We're going to actually be giving certain qualified patients of RSO oil for free.
Do you have websites and that kind of stuff or anywhere else that people can get information on this?
We will be having websites. We will be having everything up real soon. You guys can probably check that out. You guys' website's coming up.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a link up there.
Most Def. We're doing that right as we speak. And basically, we're trying to educate and also medicate as well.
Yeah, education's a big thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, especially when it comes to this, especially in this industry nowadays. I mean, because this is one of those things where, you know, two states out of the union are blowing up and legalizing, even though federally it's still not legal, you know, and that's pretty controversial. But I mean, on the medical end of things, it's people are finding out, and actually the government ourselves are admitting that it's helping. Yeah. So why not legalize it across the board?
Well,
and it's stuff like you, what you're doing.
It's real.
I mean, they can make so much more money for
well,
it.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but the government actually owns several different patents from CBD that they actually control the patents for.
I read the interwebs. Yes, yeah. I understand.
So
stuff
with that
like
being
that.
Said, is
they're making their money
when it goes legal and goes tobacco industry file Marlboro. They call it the Walmart standard.
Yeah,
it's gonna be something totally different from what we provide and stand for. But you know, on the flip side, between time, as long as they keep the quality of the THC level and the quality of the actual flower of the concentrates, then I don't see that there's no problem. You know,
now you're speaking of THC levels. That's now THC is the actual chemical in the
correct
that makes you high or gives you the medicinal purposes.
THC is there's actually seven different chemicals. And
a
lot of go in there. CBD, THC. THC is your primary, I guess what you want to say, your THC is your primary factor in marijuana.
Right.
Where it's going to get you high.
So when it comes to Rapper Kush, when it comes across to their other medicinal brands, its THC content is like up there.
Yeah, where it's around really 27.5%.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really, really high.
Hey, while we're talking about the Rapper Kush, with the rapper side of it, you know, you're a fever.
So what's up with that,
too? We go music related. That's what we're about. We really like to do entertainment, music, people around the community that are making moves and shaking. So
yeah, and your brand,
really,
too.
Yeah, you know, rappers. You've had a couple rappers in your day.
Yeah.
You own the studio, correct?
Yes.
And you had a couple, you know, local as well as Northwest related artists coming through there.
Absolutely.
What are some of your favorites?
My favorites.
You had Chance.
Chance
is your who's on your label? Is he currently on your label?
He's
right?
He's actually currently on my label.
He's R&B.
He's an R&B / hip hop / pop artist, songwriter, and he's actually coming out with his mixtape right as we speak.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's going to be coming out here.
He's in got the next... a strong voice.
Thank
too,
you very much.
Man.
Yeah, he's real hot, man.
We're gonna get him here on Fever. Yeah, the Fever.
Yeah, definitely.
Magazine website, so we can get him rotating through, so people can hear the new music.
Absolutely.
That Fever is going to be providing, you know. So
and also I have a rap artist named Emac that's real hot. Check him out right now.
Yeah,
he's real hot. He's a up and comer. He's real, I guess, I want to say he's all the number one package.
He's all together.
Yeah, he's all together, man. He's real nice. So with that combination, it's going to be a real nice thing. We got their mixtape coming out.
So out to our listeners, everybody out there, how would they be able to sit there and either benefit from the rapper Kush or help with the Shatters brand or get involved with the Cove?
Come to either. Come to 727
Commerce,
and come to building Suite 210, right, and talk to either me or talk to one of the knowledgeable staff members
and Fat Dre.
Volunteer members.
They're gonna ask for Fat Dre, or they're gonna ask for.
They can ask for Fat Dre. They can ask for pretty much anybody that's in the staff, in the Cove staff is a knowledgeable person on medicine.
So you have them educated.
Yeah. Educated.
And that's a strong need right there.
Education is the key to success. That is the strongest message in the world.
Shout out to everybody listening. Educate your mind.
I want to say, man, we can sit here all night and just pick your brain. I know you can give us so much game, as they call it.
Oh,
but,
man.
You know, I just want to thank you.
Shout out Mother Earth, man.
Yeah.
Collective, man.
Get out of here.
Yeah. What do you want to leave us with? I mean, we've enjoyed sitting here chit-chatting with you.
Shout out Center Street Collective.
Center Street.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out TMC.
Was that Northwest Cropping Season?
Yeah, shout out Northwest Cropping Season. Just shout out everybody and anybody who smokes marijuana. And there's 90 million people out there, so you know, hey, it's everybody, babe. You know, don't hate it. Be a part of it.
The hottest topics, the latest information. This is the Wolf, Cat, and PJ on Fever Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Fever Radio. This is Wolf. We got Cat and PJ. Here we got our week's hot picks. Last week's winner is going to be it was pretty close, but I'm going to give it up to Kat. Who was last week's winner, Kat?
All right, guys, you ready?
Drum roll.
All right. Skywise. Worldwide.
Let's travel the world and get that money. Y'all a man.
We standing there working, we making connects, we talking worldwide. DJ spinning the track, we getting money over here.
Connects, top of my game, getting respect. I ain't got no doubts when I'm showing out. Life on the edge like Russian roulette. I'm not breaking my neck when I'm getting my checks. Power moves, I devour fools. Fuck obstacles if it's logical. My name will change the game. Fame. Started from the bottom, now we're here, no fear. Travel on the stage, put a sound in your ear. Round, I might take your shit and bring you up so you don't exist. Hit it with the then I switch, don't trip. Bam. Play it for life, I'm not taking no wipe. I'm focused right now, my mind is on flight. Shit gotta be bad to be catching my eye. Skywise, I do it moving. Cruise behind me and we pursuing anything in this world I can't reach. The sky's limit, not a galaxy.
We standing there working, we making connects. We talking worldwide. DJ spinning the track, we getting money over here.
Over there, get money.
money everywhere. Get money worldwide, I'm the player of the year. Yeah, who else you know got a team like us? Money motivated with a dream like us. Worldwide music, and yeah, we bring them cuts. Take your chick, then yeah, we bang them cuts. Supreme ruler, ain't nobody fooling. On the microphone, I make the ladies drooler. In the middle of the stage, ain't nobody cooler. Got you busy twerking that deja vu. Ah, yes, got your lady naked in a half of a sec or less. Said she bouncing on me cause she wanna have sex. What's next? Yes.
We standing there working, we making connects. We talking worldwide. DJ spinning the track. We getting money over here. We getting money everywhere. We standing there working, we making connects. We talking worldwide. DJ spinning the track. We getting money over here. We getting money everywhere.
So anyhow, you just heard our champion from last week. Yeah. Now you get to hear our challenger, who I'm kind of fond of. I heard this track.
I'm excited about this one, man.
This track is is hard. I mean,
I could talk about it for a while. I could talk about their whole movement.
Oh yeah, the Sky Movement.
I was gonna let my guy Dre, he's a good bunch of guys.
I'm
gonna give him a little love ladies. For this one. Dre's gonna let us know.
Oh Dre, let's go up.
Man, my shout out to my dude Sky Movement, who's really doing the most right now. Their artist, Clem Rashad, Jamaica.
Smoking like a Rasa on them vapors. Love it when she whining for the paper. She do it like them girls up in Jamaica. I'ma turn the club into Jamaica. I'ma turn the club into Jamaica. Love it when she whining for the paper. She do it like them girls up in Jamaica. Thank you.
So that's this week's hot picks here on Fever Radio. Again, listeners, y'all got to holler. You got to call in. You've got to sit there and hit us up on our social media. And let us know. Yeah, because, I mean, we're going to sit there and bring back whoever decides, you know, whoever's front brings it up and wins. And you know, I kind of got my little thing going on for Jamaica. I like that track.
That joint goes hard.
That's that new.
That's what I'm talking about.
But, you know,
some of that new Northwest.
Where can we find us online?
It's Fever Magazine. That's Team Fever, Fever Magazine. Backslash radio. That's getting you to the radio site. We're really going to push this magazine and website. You know, we got a lot of things coming for you guys for Team Fever.
And so, where do we get on
Our social media looking
like? Social media, our Facebook, it is facebook.com/Fever Mag Radio. That's Fever Mag Radio. You can also get us on Instagram, Fever Magazine, Twitter, Fever Magazine, and YouTube, Fever TV.
And then, you know, we want to hear your voices, you know, you actually talking to us. So give us a call at 1-877-58-FEVER. Again, what do we say, people? 1-877-58-FEVER. Yes, give us a holler.
You need to vote for your favorite artist.
And I'm Wolf, and you're...
I'm Kat.
And I'm PJ.
And we're out for Fever Radio this week. And come back next.
Catch the Fever next week.
Same bat channel.
The Cove.
There'll be more from the Wolf, Kat, and PJ next on Fever Radio.